Tema Beis, Rashi, the Ramas called Lilkos. It's about halfway down the page. So Lilkos, Malkus, once he shemra, maybe Yisrus, to give Malkus, so that's Lokim become Malkus. In regards to getting Malkus, the Lokos, he gets Malkus. Paintball, Ubal the Bezin, Rahitzi Shemra, whether okay, so Rashi says an important point over here. When they say bein ball, bein loy ball. So he's ball. The pasuk says the case of ball. He came to Bezin and he said that lo mitzasa bitchil b'sulim. It was loy ball. What exactly is he claiming? He's claiming that the re'edim bein the ball Bezin b'hodesh Hashem al yedei bilosay b'omer lo mitzasa bitchil b'sulim bein loy ball ubal the Bezin b'omer bo li edim shezinsa b'beisavia v'rehi l'snechem. Here the edim. So both of those are included under the umbrella of Dina Motzi Shemra. Obviously now, so the Malkus he gets, even if he doesn't, Rashi saying even doesn't bring Edom, he just claims it based on his Maisabia. Putter Belezer Bonan is the Chama B'Shemaita, that's going to be here in the next Amud. Okay. Rabbanan, Dami, Parshas Moshe Shema, Bein Baal, Bein Loi Baal, Uksib Bei Yisrus Baanshu. The Chachamim say that whether it's Baal, whether it's Loi Baal, is the Parshas Moshe Shema, and it says in there there's a din of Yisru, which means Malkus. Baanshu is Mea Kesef, he pays 100 Sloim. And Rabbi Yehuda says Malkus you get, but the Me'asela is Baal Noisin, Loi Baal Eno Noisin. Because this is when Yaakov, I'm going to come on, Loi Nemer Parshas Mutzi Shemra, Elikash Baal. The Parshas Mutzi Shemra is if he had Bia, and he said, Loi Mitzos Abitcha Basulim, Hilcha Me'asela Loi Mechavinan Lei, Elikash Baal. The key of the Me'asela is only in a case where he did have Bia. Abba Malkus, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, Malkus, Mishum Das Asharis, Lusila Rochel Bamecha. He's over this, the Torah says, you can always say Lashon Haras, Moshe Shemran, somebody. Hulaki, he'll get Malkus for that. The Mishum Asharis, Lusila Rochel Bamecha, Hulaki. The reason why he gets Malkus is because he's over the Lav of Lusila Rochel Bamecha. It's not because the Pasuk says over here, that the Yisro is Soi, according to Yehuda, even without the Pasuk of Yisro is Soi, he's over alive in the Torah, he's Chai Malkus. Even though it's a Lav Shem Maisa, it's only done through deeper, Yehuda Shita is, you get Malkus in a Lav Shem Maisa. Therefore, even though the Parsha is only talking about a case of Boal, and therefore the Yisro on the Parsha is only a case of Boal, but the Malkus is not based on the Parsha, and therefore, Filo Loi Baal, the Ha-Holach Rochel, he was over there being Ha-Holach Rochel. V'imishum Tahavi Lav Shem HaMaisa, but you're going to argue, you can't get Malkus to Lav Shem HaMaisa. If you hear the Tamei, Domer Lav Shem HaMaisa, it's like in a love. B'Sat Malkus, B'Sat Shkita Schulen, if you hear the Shita, it's Lav Shem HaMaisa. You do get Malkus. So that's not, so we don't need a special Pasuk to tell me he gets Malkus over here. This is the regular din of Malkus. Okay. That's one version. That the Tana Kama is that the Matzi Shemra is like a Nosim Me'asela, whether it's Baal, whether it's not Baal. That's the Rabbanan. They learn the Parsha is talking about whether there was in both scenarios. If Yehuda says, no, the Parsha is only talking about the Parsha of the Torah is only the case of it was Baal. But the key of Malkus is for a different reason. That was the first version. Ikad Amri, everybody holds a Kibbutz Lezim and Yaakov. Therefore, the Tanakhama says the Parsha is only said in the case of Baal. So both the Malkus and the Mea Kesef are only Baal. Yehuda says, no, Malkus you still get. Rusha Baal, this is going in the Tanakhama of the Barisa. The second version learns that the Brayis is talking about a case of the Tanakhama holds a Kibbutz Lezim and Yaakov. who should ball. Therefore, it's only true that he gets malchus or and gives and pays the mayor kesef if there is bia. Kirvaz ben Yaakov. So it's had a camel leave with the Eliezer. Ain't looking at love. So you can't get malchus for the regular din of being over a lav, because Lashem and Maisa doesn't get malchus. Well, malchus the Motzi Shemra is Kiddushu. It's a special example of Kosev, and the source of that is from Yisroisoy Nafka. Well, Kroa Kishabal Ksiv, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov learns the whole partial in case of Baal. So for the malchus is only in case of Kishabal. Comes to Yehuda. You heard Amr Lilkas like him become Malkus. He says, no. The Malkus Mishumas Horus Loisela Rachel Bahu Lav Shem Maisa like him a lot. See, holds a good lesson in Yaakov that the Knas of the Mea Kesev is only a case of Baal. But the Malkus of Yehuda is saying, since I hold Lav Shem Maisa is like him a lot, I don't need a special post to tell me to get Malkus. Therefore, even though the Parsh is only talking about a case of Baal, the Malkus is even a case of Loi Baal. Okay, that's the Kedamri. So the more it brings the Brisa, which says you tell me Beutels, you get Malchus always. The Brisa says in the Brisa, Baal like Baal and a like. Okay, so the more it gave two terutzim. And Nachman Yitzchak said, Amr Nachman Yitzchak, Loika Mikal Malkum. The Brisa, which here says over here, currently the Loika Mikal Malkum, is not because of Lashem and Maisa. Loik and a lob, because you have the other price that says loik ball and a loik. Right? So what are you getting Malchus over here for? Malchus, that's Malchus Mar, the cover of Malchus Mar, the Rabbana. That was Nachman Yitzchak. Repopo Amar, Loila Malchus Mamish. So, no, the part that really means the full fledged Malchus the Rice. My ball, loika. Low ball in a loika the kamer hak brisa. So okay, so in Rabbi Huda in the previous in the other brisa that the malchus mikol malchim that's talking about real malchus and that's Rabbi Huda shita lashem ma'isa loika in a love and therefore it's whether he's ball loy ball he gets malchus. This other brisa we just quoted which says ball loika loy ball in a loika that's not talking about malchus it's talking about moment. My ball loika. Loibol and Aloika, the comer, Bahak Braisa, it means Mammon, the Maya Sela comer, it's referring to the money. Zamora says, and do you refer to the Chi of Mammon by the word Malchus? Zamora says, you do. The person says, Chatzi Erkoi, the Fishana, which it depends on based on his gender and his age. The erech cuts of a partial fi hashanim. Erech is depending on your person's age and gender. So the Tanakhama says he pays chatzi erker. Rashi Behuda says he's loika, and he pays erech shalom. Loika, why is he loika? What does it mean? It means he's loika erech shalom. He doesn't get malchus. Means he pays the full erech shalom because of gzera chatzi erker. The mashma chatzi erech sholem shekotzel of a fiyah sholem. He's been mechayiv himself half of that which the Torah was mechayiv him. Which that would work. But if you have him pay half over there, that would be a problem because if he pays half over there, he'll come to pay half in a case of otu erech chetziyov. Olai, he says, I'm going to pay half the erech of half of myself. Remember erech chetziyov, Olai. The person says the erich of half of myself, or erich roshi, the erich of my head, or libi, or my heart, a lie. Listen, erich sholem, he pays the full erich. I only said I want to pay the erich of part of my body, not the whole body. Why the havale marich erich and hashem atzliyaboy? Because that ends up he's giving an erich of part of the body which the hashem atzliyaboy can't live without it. Gabi rochin see berachah on the foshes. So we darshan shamarich avrish and hashem atzliya boy noisin kitzur shenoisin batara. So if a person would only offer to give the erich of a individual part of the body, but it's a part of the body which is nefoshes, which the life depends upon it, pays the full that Torah says on that. The Torah says the values So even though he only committed to part of his body, it was a part of the body which is necessary for life, he'd pay a full, so he says, Erech Hetziov, he has to pay a full Erech. If we allow him to pay a half an Erech by Chatzi Erech, which is correct, Mikiradin, he'll only pay half Erech when he says Erech Hetziov. And that's not, that's shot in the Eretz of Yehuda. You see the word Loika is referring to money. Okay. Zok the Gemara. We're holding on the Gemara. Seven lines down. Tanur Rabbanan.
Okay.
V'onshur soy. It says V'onshur soy meyakas. Zem moment. V'yisro soy zem malchus. It's referring to malchus. V'yishlam v'onshur is zem moment. You see v'onshur soy meyakas. It says beferish in the pasuk that we punish him with paying meyakas. V'nosul v'yana, you give it to the girl's father. El Yisroi soy is a malchus. Minolan, how do we know the Yisroi soy that we admonish him means malchus? How do we know that? Minolan.
What would the alternative?
No, but why malchus? We should put him in a room for an hour. I don't know. In a solitary environment for a week. We should give him Musa Shmuz. Make him listen to the Rav Shrasha. Repeat it over afterwards. About that, Yisrael. So that's some people. That's quite Yisrael. But the minute turns Yisrael. I don't know. Amar Avom and Lamad Lo Yisru Mi Yisru Mi Yisru Mi Ben Uben Mi Ben. Okay, so we're going to make this. So it says over here, Yisrael site. It says Ben Saramara. V'yisru, and there it says the word ben. So over here also, when it says yisru, we can use the word as if it said the word ben. And it says over here, it says v'hayim bina kaisa rasha, and that's the parsha where the Torah writes the parsha giving malchus. So if this yisru doesn't have the word ben, but it's as if it has the word ben, because we find other places in the Torah where it says the word yisru, it means with the word ben. So, therefore, this Yisru has the word ben with it, as it were. And we find the Torah says, in Bina Kaisa Rasha, he gets Malchus. And that's referring to the Parsha of Malchus. Okay.
This sounds like the Rasha that we were just talking about before with the, was it Pesach Shar?
Yeah.
Which we said was Durabanan.
Rasha was Durabanan. No, it wasn't Durabanan, it was an Asmachta. Which I told you, mean the we have a Loch Moshe Sinai. That's what it is. So we also we have a Masara. That's what it is, and we have the Pasuk to support it based on this type of a drasha. Okay. So the Gemara. Let's the one. It's one. It's one Rashi. V'yisru miyisru miyisru miben. K'siv ha'ocha v'yisru esoy. K'siv gavi ben sara umareh. V'yisru says the word V'yisru over there as well. Imala halon ben imoy. It's just like in the parts of ben sorer umara, it says the word Yisru, it also says the word ben. Avkan ben imoy. So just like over there, the word Yisru has the word ben. Over here also, the word Yisru has the word ben with it. We give it as if it had, it virtually has the word ben with it. V'hainu v'yisru d'hochem v'yisru d'hosim. So we learn Yisru here from Yisru over there by Ben Saramara. Now, v'hau v'yisru d'hosim mi ben sh'imoy. And then the Yisru over there, I learn out from the word ben which is with it. D'ligmarei, the ben sh'imoy, Alva Yisru, we learn out that the bench which is over there should be transferred to the word Yisru, the Hacham. Bahadur Yolah Ben Daisin and Hacham Mi Ben. We learn out the Ben here from the word Ben somewhere else. What you been across the Rosha Malachosim Malchus Alva Hacham Malchus. I'm not sure. Rashi seems to have like a second. He seems to repeat himself a little bit. I'm not sure what he's doing. Okay. Rashi seems, I mean, you could learn the Gemara like this, because by Ben Sar Mura, actually the halacha is that there's two steps to his process. What we take him to Bezalel, we warn him, which the Gemara says Sanhedrin means he gets Malchus, because it says Yisru, and it says the word Ben. It says Yisru, so what does Yisru say? It says the word Ben, and it says Ben by Malchus. So I know from the Parsha Malchus that by Ben Sar Mura, there's also Malchus. And now I learn from there, the word Yisru to here, there's Malchus. So don't transfer the word Ben to over here. I just simply say, if by the word, by source A, Malchus, there's Malchus. From there I learned to Ben Saramur, which it says the word Ben, there's also Malchus. And now it says, there it says the word Yisru, and here it says the word Yisru. I can learn from Ben Saramur, Malchus, to here, Malchus. So I'm not learning out what Rashi says, that that's not what we're doing. We're taking the word Ben and transferring the word Ben to over here also. And then once we have the word Ben over here, we learn Matishemra directly from Malchus with the word Ben. So Rashi's stressing that that's Pshat Nemora. Why is it Pshat Nemora not the other way? I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara, Azhara, Matishemra Minolim. So he's getting Malchus. The person's getting Malchus. That usually requires that he was warned that he can't do this. So where's the Torah say he may not do this? There's a law in the Torah. Rabbi Elazar Omar mi loisel rocha b'mecha. The Torah says, do not go and say negative statements about people. So that's what he's doing. Rabbi Nosson Omar. So the post says, "Vinishmarta mi kol davar ra." We darshan any dibur ra, and the word "vinishmarta" has a din of a lav. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, my time of Leomer may high. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar use the pasuk of "Vinishmarta mi kol davar ra"? He says, no, Ahumi Boyle Lichidra Pinchas Ben Yoyer. That's used, it means it's referring to something else totally. What did Pinchas Ben Yoyer say? It says, the Pasas, when you to be called Abu Ra, Mikan Omer Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. We had this in the Venezuela a while back. You have to be careful from all improper things, evil things. Al Yahara on the Beyoyim. We have the Tumah Belayla. That a person has, there's a law in the Torah for a person to be maharer about women, because it'll bring to tuma. But ishmarti mi kol davar ra, because that pasuk is written in the parsha of a person has a carry. So there's a law in the Torah to be maharer. This is a law of deraisa. The halacha we pass is halacha lemaisa. This is a law of deraisa. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. He says that's. That the Isra of Hirur actually is even Be'ishtoi. The person not to be Mehar Be'ishtoi. He's having Be'ishtoi, but he shouldn't be being Mehar about it during the daytime. Okay. And the law is even a person doesn't have Tumah B'Lailah. The Isra is an intrinsic Isra, but the Torah writes it in the context of there's a Chiyah of Anishmarta to be careful because it brings improper things, but that creates an Isra. Now it's its own Isra. Okay, Rabbi Nosson, my time of Omer Mehai. So why did Rabbi Nosson learn out from the pasuk of L'Shel Rachel B'Mecha? Right, that was right. So who Azhar LeBezdin Shlo Yehi Rach L'Zeh B'Kosher L'Zeh. So the lashon of Rachel is the lashon of being soft, like lashon of Rashi is Rach Li. Don't be more gentle with one of the parties and more harsh with the other party. Let's talk about something else totally. Okay. Now, so the parsha which the Torah is referring to is a case of a person comes to Beis Din with false edim that his wife is Mazana while she was in Arusa with Beis Aviyah. And we're Mazim the edim. The woman, the father woman of the girl, finds edim to prove that those edim are false. He's Mazim the edim. So the Baal is Chayiv Malkus and Mammon. The Edim are Chayiv Misa. Now.
The first Edim is
all. Yeah. Now, Loi Amar Le Edim, Boyo V'Hai Duni. He was not involved in hiring the Edim or bringing the Edim to him. They offered on their own. V'Hai Me'idu Loi Soi Me'alein. Who ain't a loika? So if he didn't hire the Edom or convince the Edom, they had some vendetta against this girl independently or against the girl's father or whatever, and they said testified falsely without his solicitation. He doesn't get Malkus. He doesn't get Malkus, so he doesn't pay the Kenaz of Mea Kesef. But we take her and the Zemermin to Beis Eskila. The Mora says, you can't take her and the Zemermin. It means either her if it's true, or the Edim Zemermin if they're false. Okay. So they get skila. And he said, for Maktiva means we don't try to give them any other punishment, we immediately make sure that they get the full punishment of skila. So the more time of delay, Omer Lahu. The point of the Brisa was he did not say, means Ha'omer Lahu, Avagab Delagri. If he convinced them, even though he did not pay them, he didn't hire them, he will get the punishment of Malkus and Kesef. Lafuke made Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Enochai Batshe Yisker Edim. He's only chayv if he actually hires the Edim and he pays them. If he convinces them without pay, so that he's not chayv of the punishment. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Avo. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a din of schiris on the Edim? Asya Sima Sima. We learn out the Torah uses the word Sima over here. We learn out from somewhere else that it means with money. He placed upon her this false claim. So what is the lashon of Sima? Do not place upon the person ribis. Malahalan means moment. Avkan moment. So it means that he has to actually hire them. Amr Nachman Yitzchak became Tani Rabbi Yosef Sidoni. That was his name. From the city of Sidon. Bei Rishim Yechoi. He learned this in the Yeshiva of Rishim Yechoi, Asya Sima Sima. Okay. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, Sachron Bikarka. If the payment was not with Kesef, payment was with Karka, Mahu. There's the Tosis in Ezel Neshech, which the dike from this Gemara, that the Gemara seems to hold that the Isser Ribbis is not said in a scenario of Karka. The Chredim understand the means in case if the loan was a loan of Karka, there's no, not a Din Ribbis. So what was the case of loan of Karka? It says, I lend you one field, you lend me two fields. Type of situation. or the Rush says it would also be a case where, because so much in Mechubar the Karka is in like Karka. Right, so you have you lend me lend in this purpose. The difference between a Havah and a She'ela, we discussed this before. Don't ask me when. In the English, both are translated as borrowing, lending. A She'ela, I'm borrowing something from you. I'm She'el, right? I'm Lova, I'm also borrowing. The difference between a Lova and a She'ela is for whether it's consumed or not. When I borrow your car, you expect to get the same car back. When I borrow money, you expect to get different money back. When I borrow eggs from you, or borrow flour, right? They're not going to ever borrow two eggs. You don't expect to give the same two eggs, but you can use those eggs and give different eggs, and it's that. So that's a halva. Shale is the same thing. You can make the same item. I'm using your item. So I said, can I borrow 10 gefanim from you, and I'll give you back 11 gefanim? Right. So that's what I mean. I'm going to take their gefanim. Right now, the mechubar lekarkos, I'm going to take them, harvest them. But the loan is a loan of karka, and you'll give me back the right to 11 gefanim, you know, later on. So that'd be a halva. So if the source is leshech, and over there it's not karka, so maybe over here also, if they hire them with karka, that would not be considered a payment which would, according to Yehuda, that the din of schiras edim, that would not be a valid schiras edim.
I'm sorry, she'ela is the same item as returned?
Correct.
So with the gefanim, you're going to return the same gefanim plus the ability to harvest one more.
Well, I'm giving you 10 gefanim to use, and you'll give me back 11 gefanim to use.
And there may be different ones?
There may be different ones, right. Okay. So if you use less, is the schiras require a full din kesef that it has to be a pruta? Or what about, okay, you require a pruta, but he hired both of them with one pruta? Mahu. So this is Rabbi Yirmiya in his fine form masking shaylas, right? Okay. Boy Ravashi asked, Hazi Shemra Allah Nasuin Harishonim. Okay. So he married this woman, did Nasuin, and then divorced her. Then he remarried her. And then he's Moti Shemra. What had been in the first marriage. On the Suya Achiv, so Reuben marries the woman, dies without children, and Shimon does Yibum, and then he's Moti Shemra, comes the next morning and says, well, I have Adam that, you know, she was Mazana, Tachas, while she was married to the brother, to the Nifter. Mahu. Okay. So tomorrow, so we have a few different shailas. Let's be at least find a resolution to one of the shailas. The Tanur Biyana, Esvita Nesata Lisha Zeh, Lezeh Velo Leyavim. So there's no din of Mati Shemra if the individual that he's talking to was not the one who married her, but the Yavim. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Vinishmarta mikol davaro v'chomakim shemra hishamer pen va'al ena ala loisase. So Vinishmarta is a loisase. What's it coming for? The Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair besetas of a zora shleihar on b'yayim of the tumah b'layda. The summer like he b'chayish that has a mikra loy tahor. So pshat in the pasuk is referring to preventing yourself from coming to that type of thing. What do you do with the pasuk Rachel? Rach lezeh, v'rachel loshen rach li tiyeh. You'll be soft with me. Lomar le'edim hamidim al znusa. He didn't tell the edim they came on the road. He's not chayv. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's only chayv if he hires them. Sachem b'karka. The Rabbi Yehuda mahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, requires schiris is karka valid schiris. Kima the meribis gomar. You learn it from ribis. Kesef oichobinan to have a metatalin. The Torah gives the iser of ribis in the context of ribis. It says neshek oichol neshek kesef. The metatalin can receive linyan ribis. That's what it. So by ribis, it's specifically those type of things, and that's what we learn over here. But the moment who the gomer xeris shava, it just means that it has to be payment. But filamikakoy, karka is also a form of payment. On the summary, Shana. He did erusin, he did the suin, and he wasn't mutzi shemra. Vigirsha, then he divorced her. Then mitzira, he remarried her. He says, you know, by the way, that first marriage, there was no psulim when I did the suin. Lola Yavam, Ein Yavam Shati Shemra on the Suya Achiv Bechla Parsha Zu, Lita Tanis Psulim. The Parsha of Tanis Psulim doesn't apply if the Yavam claims that there is a problem, she was Mazana during the marriage to the deceased brother. If Shitale Baya Basrai, so that only addresses the last Shaila, but doesn't address the other ones. Okay. What Rashi talked about. Okay. Now the Mor says, "My Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, my Rebbe, my Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov." So we quoted before that this brisa, which discusses Baal, loy Baal, is it's totally in a machloikus of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rebbe. So the Mor says, "So what is that?" The Tanya. Ketzer saw Shemra. In Bola Bezin of Omar Pliny, the person Kevin says, that there were no psulim. Yeshem says, it's a tachtov. So, Yeshuk Subamon. So that we quote this price before, and the Moor is going to ask in a second. It doesn't make any sense. She doesn't get paid a ksuba. So the Moor says, let's rephrase the price. If we interrupt in the middle of the price, if the Adam comes that she was Madonna before the Arison, so it comes out he married her. Believing she's a besula, really she was a bula. So this brisa holds constant beches is besula, but him says bula, it's not a mechatos, but and therefore he pays nothing. But yeshik subamon. Nitzah shemra enosh. Fine. Nitzah shemra enosh shemra. That wasn't true what he claimed about her. Who loika benosin meyasela. So the halakha is he gets malchus and he has to pay a kanas of 100 sloyim. Bein bo'al, bein loy bo'al, whether there was bi or not. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov amar loy nemer devar halalo ela kashabo'al. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's only if there was bi. Because the Gemara is going to go through the psukim based on the halakha of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, but I'll believe that for tomorrow.